The first English settlers arrived on Nantucket in 1659. They came to the island to make a living. Focused on sheep, crops, and fish, their enterprise began as a closed proprietary owned by 20 shareholding investors. They bought out most of Englishman Thomas Mayhew's interest in the island and purchased land rights from the Wampanoag sachems Winakbamack and Nickanoose. The settlers initially negotiated to live on a portion of the island and to graze animals on the entire island. The English colonial presence on Nantucket profoundly changed the lives of the Wampanoag by introducing systems of law, property, land use, and commerce that differed radically from native practices. English control of the land eroded Wampanoag power and independence, and English attempts to grow corn and raise livestock altered the landscape and impinged on native home sites and gardens. Nevertheless, Wampanoag expertise and labor made the English enterprise possible, particularly after the start of shore whaling in the 1690s.